Chapter 8, Vice President Sires. Talking June Sires into being my vice presidential running mate wouldn't be as easy as talking Chelsea Daniels into being my first lady. When I got to Miss Sires' stoop, she wasn't there. I was just about to call the police when she wheeled out of her apartment door onto the porch. "Hey, Mr. President," she yelled. "How goes the campaign?" "Mrs. Sires," I was worried. "Where were you? Ain't an old lady allowed to use the bathroom?" she complained. "I want to ask you a serious question, Mrs. Sires." "A boy your age shouldn't even have any serious questions yet." "Would you consider being my vice president?" "You crazy, Judson Moon. You always been crazy. You were a crazy baby, you're a crazy kid, and you're gonna be a crazy grown-up too." "Maybe, but I still would like you to be my running mate." "Judson Moon, ain't you got some homework that needs doing? Shouldn't you be out playing ball with your friends? Why do you want to get yourself messed up with this stuff?" "Come on, Mrs. Sires, it'll be fun." "Fun? Don't you know that being president is just about the worst job in the world? Everybody hates you no matter what you do. You can't go anywhere. They watch your every move. You say one wrong word or do one wrong thing and everybody jumps all over you. Then in 4 years, they kick you out on your behind. Maybe 8. What do you need that for?" "I don't expect to win or anything," I explained. "I just think it would be a hoot to run for president. And I can't think of anyone I'd rather do it with than you, Mrs. Sires." "Ain't never been a lady vice president. Ain't never been a black vice president. There's never been a 12-year-old president either," I pointed out. "Everything that's ever been done had to be done by somebody first, didn't it? Why do you want me, anyhow? Why don't you pick some pretty boy politician?" "Because you're the only grown-up I know who isn't stupid," I admitted. "Well, you're right about that, but I'm too old. Maybe 30 years ago." "You are not too old, and 30 years ago, a black candidate or a woman candidate would have been a big joke. Today, it's not even surprising." "You don't take no for an answer, do you, Judson Moon?"
"No."
"Oh, all right. Vice presidents don't do nothing more than sit on a porch anyway. And somebody's got to keep an eye on you, Judson Moon. I've been doing it all your life. Lord knows your mama ain't never home." "So you'll do it?"
"I'll do it, I'll do it."
"Mrs. Sires, I could kiss you. Save it for election night, Romeo." And so I had my first lady and my running mate.